Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The rasp everywhere is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash you miss. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational strategy. Successful guests promote self mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/The Remix Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Everyone, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 welcome to everyone out there listening, no matter where in the world you're listening from, and invite you to come on over and get yourself situated as you join us here live in The Remix tonight for our very, very, very special guest, who's joining us here live tonight, Mr. Roy Ayers. First, I want to just go ahead and welcome everybody, let you know that there's many ways that you can connect with us here in The Remix. We're going to be taking calls tonight, and so you're more than welcome to do that. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling from an international number, all you have to do is dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. And that's going to get you locked in right here to The Remix. Now, if you want to come on over and join us in chat, the chat room is open. And all you have to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix, all one word, and the chat room is open. I see you guys getting yourselves all set up. The Remix family is in the house, and they are sure to make you feel welcome. All you have to do is click the button at the very bottom that says sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in and get right into the share. So welcome, 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 everyone, tonight. Again, we have an exclusive live here in The Remix. Mr. Roy Ayers is going to be joining us here tonight live in the forum. We are going to give some international shout-outs as well. To all of the international countries who are listening live right now from around the world, joining us in the forum. So it's always good to have the international listeners there. I know it's a challenge, depending on what hemisphere you're in and what part of the world, to kind of get yourself up or get ready to wake back up, depending on where you're at and what part of the world. So let's go ahead and welcome all of our international listeners who are listening from around the world. We have Saudi Arabia joining us here live in the forum. We also have Trinidad and Tobago joining us live in the forum. Kenya is joining us live in the forum. We have Australia listening live tonight. We have Morocco in the house tonight listening live. Indonesia is here listening live. Thailand is listening live. We have Belgium listening live in the house tonight. We have Brazil listening live, as well as Barbados, Australia, Germany, South America, Italy, the Netherlands, Japan, Jamaica, France, Canada, and of course, the UK is in the house listening live tonight, as well as all of you who are joining us from all over the United States. So peace and greetings to you. Welcome to joining us here live in the night forum tonight. You know, tonight, this is such an honor to have everyone here. And, of course, one of Mr. Roy's favorite countries is listening in live. And, of course, that's the UK listening here live, as always, in The Remix. Tonight's show is going to be dedicated to Brother Bobby Hemmett and Queen Linda. And tonight, you know, I am so honored, and you guys, so honored and so humble to have a living legend here with us in the remix. And yes, indeed, this brother is a legend. And I'm going to give you some history before we kind of get ourselves up and start to move around. You know, first, I want to begin to start by telling you what was the inspiration. How did we get here? How did we get to this show? And then having Mr. Roy Ayers come and join us here. Well, one of the things I want to say, there are so many brothers and sisters, and you think about the shows we've been doing lately on the remix, the brother Sujo Muhammad, who has been doing his work and doing it through his craft and all of the work that he's been doing, who's been coming on the show. We did the show about inventors and talking about that innovative spirit of invention and inventing in so many different ways. And Mr. Roy Ayers is also one of those inventors as well. Thiba Haru, Alpe Boulon, Queen Afua, you know, the list goes on and on. I'm just very honored for everyone who shared this platform. Queen Afua, Brother Bobby Hemmett and Linda, Dr. Wayne Chandler, Brother Yasir Hotep, and so many others who have graced us with their presence and really shared their knowledge for all the work that they have been putting in. So I told you guys earlier this year to join me on this journey as a new beginner and to begin to start to take this path and to begin to take this walk. And so this is a big part of that inspiration, the shows that me and Brother Bilal did when we talked about inventors and really sort of taking a look back in history so that we can understand where we are in the present as we continue to move ourselves forward to the future. And so tonight, it is an honor to have the legendary Mr. Roy Ayers joining us here live in the form. And so many of you from around the world, you're hitting me up. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to play some music. We're going to lift up the vibration and the energy. You know, I think about all of the inspirations. You guys know how much music is connected with the remix. And songs like The Third Eye and Everybody Loves the Sunshine. I mean, the list goes on and on of how many times we've played Mr. Roy Ayers' music here to get us in the right frame of mind. And so tonight we're going to be speaking with Mr. Roy Ayers, talking about music and consciousness and really just his life work as he's been doing it. And just amazing, amazing, you guys. So much for us to cover. So much to cover. So I have something very special that I wanted to put together for Mr. Roy Ayers, done exclusively for him. We're going to listen to that. Then we're going to hear some Baby Blue. We're going to kind of move our energy, our bodies around, and then we're going to bring Mr. Roy Ayers himself live to share with us here. So welcome to the remix, everyone. So good to have everyone in the house tonight. So I'm going to give you a little bit of history for those of you who may not be familiar with just this journey that we're about to take with Mr. Roy Ayers, that his work extends over 7 decades and has touched every corner of the world, every nook and cranny. Talk about magic. Talk about understanding about frequency and vibration. This brother, this man has done it.
September the 10th, 1940. While most of the world was still seeing things in black and white, this was not the case for two amazing individuals who were living in Los Angeles, California at the time. For this was the day that their son would be born. It was a Tuesday, otherwise known as Toons Day, and so fitting, for this legendary living inventor that would forever change what we thought about music and consciousness. This was the day that Roy Ayers was born. It was as if the cosmos had opened up and sent out a frequency and vibration based on the wishes of his mother and father. His father, who was a trombone player, and his mother, a piano teacher. Roy Ayers, very, very young age, started to play the piano, one of the first instruments that he was able to begin to infuse his musical gifts into. And as he continued by the age of 6, he was in the presence where everyone can begin to recognize this light that was coming from this very gifted soul that the planet had been blessed by. Lionel Hampton was the first to be able to make that divine connection and offer a gift that would forever be on the path of Mr. Roy Ayers. Mr. Roy Ayers, when we begin to think about music and we begin to think about consciousness and everything that was going on the planet at that time, while most people were fighting for their freedom all over the world, Mr. Roy Ayers was showing us the freedom of music through consciousness. This warrior, this divine enlightened warrior, was able to provide hope to humanity and to help the evolution on a whole nother level. So when we begin to take a look at music and we think about how music and consciousness and culture has been infused, this is a gift from Mr. Roy Ayers. He is definitely the chorus line of our humanity and evolution when it comes to music and consciousness. As one of the most sampled artists that has ever walked the planet. And we know why. So much of the stories that Mr. Roy Ayers tells us, whether they're through the universal tones of frequencies and vibrations, played through one of his favorite instruments, the vibraphone, or if it's through his voice, where he opens up and bellows out tunes of consciousness, vibrations, and love, or the message in the words that he speaks. We are still learning from this walking legend, this visionary, about music and consciousness. I remember as a young child listening to Mr. Roy Ayers' music as my parents would play it and suddenly see the look on my father's face. Because this is where a lot of answers that we found then and we still find to this day through his music, through his message. We are still searching.
Yes, I wanted to do that just for Mr. Roy Ayers. And we're going to go ahead and get ready to bring him on because I am just so honored. And just so humbled, and I know you guys want to hear from him, and everyone's listening from all over the world. So we'll play a little Baby Blue, and then we're going to welcome Mr. Roy Ayers.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue, and remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
All right. Greetings, Mr. Ayers. Are you there?
I'm here. This is beautiful. I heard everything. That
wow.
was lovely. The presentation was wonderful that you played and talked. I loved it.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr.
Thank
Ayers.
You.
It is such an honor to have you. Everyone is listening from all over the world. And
I know. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you here. The first thing I want to talk to you about is, you know, because I want to tell you this, and really from my heart, I want to tell you thank you. Thank you so much. Because
I
so
want to
much
say
about...
to you, thank you very much, too, because it's beautiful. This is such a lovely honor.
Oh, well, I definitely, from really all corners of my heart, want to say thank you because you have really given the world a beautiful gift that we're still unfolding, you know? It's almost special birthday of just unwrapping that present. Now, the first thing I want to ask you, Mr. Ayers, is because, gosh, when I think about your music and I think about everyone you worked with and who you've come in contact with and just how your music is, I want to kind of go back to some of your earliest memories.
Sure.
And tell me, what was it like the first time, because you were actually birthed out of music, what was it like the first time you heard music? What did that do for you?
Oh, you know, as I'm thinking about what you just said, the first time I heard music, I remember being very young and listening to the music that my parents would play on the Victrola at the time, on the Victrola they had at home, and it was a Lionel Hampton record. I was kind of like, I grew up on Lionel Hampton. I knew everything that he played, but I remember I heard, I think the song was called Flying Home. That was one of his biggest hits, and I used to hear a song that he made very famous. He made that song very famous, may I say, all over the world. It became I guess you would call it his national anthem, because everybody knew Lionel Hampton's song, his music and his groove. He played the music. You could feel his energy when he played, and you can feel his love for the music. He did another song called Midnight Sun. And it was, you know, ba da 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 da. Oh, it's beautiful. He was such an influence for me. As a matter of fact, I still think of him now today when I play music, because I always, I've always thought of him when I play music, because he's my innovator. He's more than that. He's my idol.
Yes. Yes. And that was a very special connection that obviously what you felt and seen in Lionel Hampton when you were able to see him live. And when
that's
he
right.
seen you.
That's right. I saw
you.
Him live. And when we went to see him at the Paramount Theater, the now closed Paramount Theater, and I saw him in 1945. I was that was the first time my mother and father took me to see him, and I'll never forget that. He would walk down the aisle with his horn section and leave his drummer and his bass player on stage, and he walked right past me. As he passed me, he gave me a set of vibraphone mallets, and of course. My mother told me at that time, Lionel Hampton gave you some spiritual vibes. I said, yes, it was very spiritual when he did it. He just walked past, and I had my hand out, and he gave them to me. It was beautiful because he laid some spiritual vibes on me, and I've been playing the vibes ever since.
Ever since. Ever since. And, wow, just beautiful. Just a very, very powerful story. And, you know, as you continued, Mr. Ayers, and you began to write your music and you began to play and practice, tell me what that was, that commitment like. Because I know
it was inspiration. I became very inspired with all the music that I've written, and it even got better, you know, of course, as I continued to grow. I believe if I can go back to when I did the song Everybody Loves the Sunshine, that's when I was really music, and I started signing contracts with record labels and meeting new people, and it's become part of the mission that I've been going on ever since I started playing music. And it seems as though I can't stop. I just keep going. Matter of fact, I started working on two albums at a time instead of one.
Wow.
To this day, I have done 86 albums under my name.
86.
And I'm very proud of those albums. And those have been all released. And I have two albums that I'm working on now. But there's a couple of albums that I also have done I haven't even released. So I'm just having a good time. Mm-hmm. I know that Lionel Hampton, in his lifetime, he lived to be 95, but he did 134 albums.
Wow. Yeah.
So
that's
incredible. And I just recently, September 10th, as you said, before I made my 73rd birthday, I'm very happy. I'm just happy to be here, and I'm just happy to. I'm very blessed to have the enlightenment and the encouragement to write music, and I'm just so happy that I'm tuned into the whole world. This is wonderful. People everywhere. This makes me feel so good.
Yes, and they love you, love your music, all genre. We have over 2 million listeners. And they are all excited to just tune in and to hear you from all corners.
Well, I wanted to tell you this, too. I didn't want to cut everything short, but I have a website that if people are interested in getting some of my product. I do have that. Can I mention that on the air?
Yes, you can. And I also put that out for you, and I will definitely let them know that they can go to www.royairs.net. And you can download it. Yes, you can download it.
And they can find out about my new product that's out.
Yes.
And one is called King of the Vibes. And the other one is called Roy Ayers, featuring the late, great Rick James, which is an incredible album.
Yes, definitely. And so I did put that out, and we'll be talking about that more to hear about more of your upcoming works and things you have. I still want to kind of go through a journey here and ask you, your music, when I start to think about your music, it's a lot of things that are going on. And so it's almost like taking a walk down memory lane. And so in the introduction, yes, it is, because it really is a history lesson. And when we start to think about your first album coming out somewhere around the 60s, it was so much going on around the world, not just in America, but particularly here. And everywhere there was sparks of consciousness, everywhere where there was struggle, there was the sound and the vibration of your music to really give people the hope. And I know that that was a big part of your journey. And we can listen to your music and just go back and follow that trail and see how much you had to offer, really, the whole world, as far as the consciousness of where we were. Like a storyteller, you winded that up so nicely. I want to go back to some of your favorites. If you have any, if you could have any, what was sort of your favorite album that you produced and put together?
The most popular one for me is Everybody Love the Sunshine. That was a strong message, and it's one of my most requested albums or songs off of an album. The song talks about bees and things and flowers, and it's just beautiful sunshine.
Yes.
That people enjoy in their everyday life. And it was an inspiration for me. Also, one of the things about Everybody Loves Sunshine is the most popular song that has been sampled by so many rappers and hip-hop artists. I'm very happy with it. As a matter of fact, I have more sampled hits on that song than any other song that I've done. And I have more sample hits than anybody in that writes music. I mean, I believe James Brown has more hits, has more samples, and I have more sampled hits. And you know, James Brown has more samples than anybody. And I have more sampled hits than anybody. So I'm just proud that happened for me. And the most popular song is Everybody Loves the Sunshine.
The Sunshine. Yes. So tell us, Mr. Ayers, tell us the link between consciousness and music. How do you see those two coming together?
Consciousness is about being aware of the things around you and focusing on them. For me, it's the natural things that we must try to incorporate in our music. The natural things is like, for instance, I sing songs about the sunshine, because the sunshine is something that's so wonderful, and not too many people sing about it. I think one of the artists did sing about it. It was Stevie Wonder. He said, "You are the sunshine of my life." You remember that?
Right.
Yeah, yes, he did that.
Yes.
And I thought about that. But when I was thinking about the sunshine, there was a period of time in Los Angeles where I was born that the sunshine stopped. It ceased for a while, for a couple of days. And we had a lot of smog and a lot of fog. And I wrote about it because I think that's what inspired me to write about it, the fact that it had ceased because of fog and the smog. And so that's what they have a lot of in London. It came around, and it came to our city, and a lot of people had what you call smog alerts and fog alerts, and several people got sick at that time, but everything cooled out. I believe I was about 13 or 14 years old when we had that, and I reflected on it in 1975 when I wrote "Everybody Loves the Sunshine." But it's just wonderful to write about, you know, the weather and about the about some of the things that the nature gives us that we kind of, a lot of us, take it for granted. So I wrote about sunshine. It was wonderful.
Yes. Now, you are a true visionary. How do you feel when you are so ahead of your time? Like, I can go back and look at some of the albums.
I never really look at it as being ahead of my time. I just feel really good that I can relate to situations that are happening at the time. And when I say relate to it, I mean I can get into it. I'm very aware of the news. I'm very aware of the weather. I try to stay on top of it as much as possible and find out what kind of day we're going to have. I get into some of the things that a lot of people probably don't get into, but I get into it. And I guess because I get into it, it makes people like it. Because when I sing songs about the sunshine, maybe some people, not all people, but most people can relate to the words in the sunshine, you know, and the words go like this: my life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. And Mary J. Blige sampled it, and she made made a lot of people happy, and people bought the song because she called it "My Life," but it was still "My Life in the Sunshine."
Yes, beautiful. And I know that a lot of your music has touched. One of the things that you said when you were talking about Lionel Hampton, that he gave you what he gave you, and as your mother reflected, was something very spiritual, that connection you two had together. How much of that is in the music that you make?
A lot of it. So much of it comes from my mother. Growing up in Los Angeles was really a wonderful experience for me. I often dwell on that. I think about it. I think about how wonderful it was that my mother and father sent myself, and I have three sisters. My oldest sister is 85 years old. All my sisters are teachers in the Los Angeles City School District, and they are all retired. One is 85, one is 76, and the other one is 71. And I'm just proud to have them as my sisters, and my mother and father have deceased, but I'm proud to have had such wonderful parents that taught me and my sisters the golden rule, and that is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Beautiful.
They're very, very, very kind to us and very good to us, and they taught us to do the right things. They were rich with a lot of gifts, gifts of good deeds, and I believe that's what that's part of my upbringing and part of my lifestyle, to perform good deeds within the structure of my life.
Oh, that's so beautiful. And, you know, only deceased in the physical, because I can still hear them and feel them now, your connection with your parents and even Lionel Hampton. And, and everyone you've touched that has been there. You did do some traveling, and you traveled outside the United States. One of the places in particular I want to kind of take you so you can take us on this journey. You did a 9-city tour with Stela. What was that like, working?
That was in Nigeria, Africa. It was wonderful. As a matter of fact, being with Stella was such a unique experience for myself and my band. And I wanted to mention that in a lifetime, many people, not only from the USA, but many people mm-hmm. never get the opportunity or take a chance to even go to Africa. But it was a beautiful experience going there. And after I went there once, it was really, really wonderful to meet Fela and record with him, and we did an album called Africa, Center of the World. Because Nigeria is in the center of the world, longitude zero, latitude zero, and it's right there in the center of Africa, you know, where it's located.
Yes,
it's a fact. So it was really a beautiful experience to be with Fela, and Fela was a very, very spiritual musician. He also ran for president. He did not win, but he did run for president of Nigeria. And he also performed his company. He had a company, and he performed all with all of his wives, and he had several wives. And he had about a 70-piece entourage. His entourage of people that he carried with him all the time. It was very heavy. When he would go on the road, even when he came over here to the USA, he would bring all 70 people. So a lot of the money that he was supposed to make, he didn't make it because it was a very expensive tour for him because he had his whole family with him, his family and his entourage of all the people that play with him and that work him in security, everything from Nigeria. But it was wonderful to meet him because he was a very, very happy man. I had a really wonderful time being with him, and I learned a lot about Africa, and which I didn't know that much about. It was just being in Nigeria and going to new cities all the time, like Kaduna and Jos and of course Lagos and Calabar. It's so many cities, and it was such a wonderful experience for me. I have never had so much fun in my life when I went there in 1979. And I've been there three times.
Wow, beautiful. You have been working as long as some of the listeners have been living. What's your drive? What wakes you up?
I get motivated by breathing and taking in the fresh air that we have out here that Mother Nature supplies us with. And it continues to give me motivation and spirit. And I love life. I love to live. I love to breathe.
Yeah,
I love to
thing.
Enjoy other people's company. I love and enjoy having good conversations with people. I love and enjoy the fact that the earth is round and we get all kind of things from the air and the sun. And it motivates me to share it with so many others that share it. And I love the outdoor life because it's wonderful to experience living and running and jumping.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I ran a lot, and I still run a lot now. Even though I'm 73 years old, I don't feel old. I just feel vibrations.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You know, one of the things I can say, Mr. Ayers, is that when I'm looking at your music and I'm listening to the vibes, I really notice a transformation once you left Africa and you came back. Take us into that moment of what that was like for you.
Well, when I landed in Lagos, I had an impulsive move to kiss the ground because I thought about the hundreds of millions of people that have left Africa, and of course my roots probably are there in Africa. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I kissed the ground. I felt very good to be there. I kind of let myself go because it was just a natural thing to be in Africa. And I love the way that the people accepted me there. I love the way that when Fela Kuti, the first time I went there, Fela Kuti looked at me and hugged me and told me that I was Yoruba. And I said, oh, I am. He said, yes, you're Yoruba. I can see it in your face. So my roots probably stem from Nigeria as far as that's concerned. It really felt really good to be accepted and for him to tell me, you know, by the way, he told me so much about Africa and the African way. I was very much wide open to hear everything he said. It was wonderful. I taught him a lot about America, and he taught me a lot about Africa.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful. I know that you were once quoted with saying, and that really music has no boundaries for you. You keep an open mind when it comes to music. And I always say, come with the pure heart and a clear mind, and you will always find what you need. Take us to the other side. We're going to go to another continent now. Let's talk about when you went to UK, to Europe, because that was another major welcoming for you. Everywhere you've been in the world, you've been welcomed.
Well, you know, the British are mm-hmm. are wonderful people. They enjoy the music like everyone else, but they enjoy the music, and they're wonderful because when they interview me, they go in depth and they when I talk to, like, for instance, Robbie Vincent and Giles Peterson, these guys are very much aware of things that have happened before. So when I did the interview, my first interview with Robbie Vincent back in 1960-something. I can't even remember the year. But I know it was in the 60s. And we talked about Miles Davis and his life. And I have lived in my life. The only other person I wanted to play with was Miles Davis. He's probably the coolest musician I knew before he passed away. But he was just a wonderful musician, and he played so much music. As a matter of fact, I was so inspired by his music that I learned everything that all the songs that he recorded. I just waited for him to call me. He never called me. I did go by his house one time, and when he lived on 77th Street here in Manhattan, and talked to him. I was there for maybe about 4 or 5 hours, and it was really interesting being with him and talking to him. It was just myself and Miles Davis, and he was enlightening, and it was wonderful. I found out how beautiful he was, but he was just a wonderful guy and very, very, very real. Very deep, and on top of that, he played such beautiful, beautiful music. He was an inspiration for me too.
Yes, beautiful. You know, that's what this platform is about. The remix show that I'm doing here is about bringing people from all walks of life and all around the world to raise your frequency, raise your vibration through consciousness, and music is thoroughly infused into that. And we study all of these things, from everything coming out of Africa and even some work with those of the Yoruba tribe and, you know, all kinds of stuff. Big listening audience in the UK, that audience in all parts of the world. So this is truly, truly an honor. It's about really loving and sharing and growing together. I call it growing up on Earth, because that's what we're all doing. We're here on Earth growing up.
And I believe that's true because it's so wonderful because, you know, every time I go to a new city, it's a new experience for me, and I'm enjoying every bit of it. I'm enjoying just teaching through my music and saying things through my music and seeing people grow, and it becomes a thrill to see people the second time or third time or fourth. You know, I go to places like like Japan is so wonderful, and it's always really a wonderful experience for me to see somebody new, you know, a new person that's never seen me before, and I love to see the reaction of people when I'm playing music, and the reaction of them when I play a song that they know that they wanted to hear. It's wonderful to see their appreciation, how they appreciate my music.
Yes. Mr. Ayers, you know, last week we focused a lot on dreams. And I want to ask you two questions about dreams. On dreams.
And on dreams?
First of all, dreams.
Yeah, D-R-E-A-M-S?
Yes, dreams. Yes, focused on dreams. And the two questions I want to ask you about that, the first one is, do you dream a lot? And was there ever a song that came to you in a dream that you ended up turning into a song? Did you get inspiration from a dream and make it into a song?
Well, you know, you mentioned at the beginning of the interview a song that I did called The Third Eye.
Yes.
I was inspired by the person that wrote about The Third Eye. And the third eye, there was once an eye that we all possessed, and it was in the center of our head, in the front of our head. And the third eye is the wisdom and understanding of the third eye. Khalil Gibran, the writer, you know.
Yes.
He talked about it. So I didn't really have that dream, but I had that vision because I was reading about his book and I did The Third Eye. And I'm still venturing into that because there's so much knowledge that we all have to learn. I guess that there are things that we don't know anything about. But one of the things that impressed me is a book that I got called Grace Abounding, and this book has a lot of stuff that John Coltrane wrote about, about. He played his music, and it was really wonderful to see some of the things that John Coltrane, who also played with Miles Davis.
Mm.
You know,
yes.
I have some of that stuff with me. I don't want to say everything. Just I have some of it. I don't know if you want to hear it or not.
Oh yes, of course.
Yes. Okay. Well, he did an album called it A Love Supreme, and there was some writings on A Love Supreme. I believe that we as human beings should acknowledge the love supreme, or the love that we have for our God, wherever we are. And
right.
I'll read some of the things that this great musician believed that he should employ in his records. It was a poem called A Love Supreme.
Yeah.
He said, "I will do all I can to be worthy of thee, O Lord. It all has to do with, thank you, God. Peace. There is none other. God is, it is so beautiful. Thank you, God. God is all. Help us to resolve our fears and weaknesses. Thank you, God. In you all things are possible. We know God made us so. Keep your eye on God. God is, he is always, he will always be, no matter what it is God. He is gracious and merciful. It is most important that I know thee. Word, sound, speech, men, memory, thoughts, fears, and emotions, time, all related, all made from one, all made in one, blessed by his name, through waves, heat waves, all vibrations, all paths lead to God. Thank you, God. His way is so lovely, is so gracious, it is merciful. God, thank you, God. Although can produce millions of vibrations and all go back to God. Thank you, God. Is that beautiful?
That is beautiful, and especially at the end where he says, thank you, God, just acknowledging that and himself in that. I want to let everyone know that Mr. Ayers is currently kind of, I don't want to say under the weather, but has a little bit of a cold at this time. So we're still so honored to have you here with us.
Thank you.
Even through that, yes, yes.
We all get colds, and the weather has changed here in New York. It's getting ready to get a little colder, you know, and so
yes.
I caught a chill. That's why I have a little cold. But, you know, I
yes.
know what to do with the cold. I have to lay down and just lay down on my back. But I'm glad that you
That's
called
good.
Me because this is a wonderful
yes.
conversation I'm having talking to you and talking
yes.
to all those wonderful people out there.
Yes, well, they're going to be on the phone lines in just a second. The other thing I want to talk to you about, and I definitely want to just thank you so much, Mr. Ayers, and that is for keeping your word. And I want you, if you could, just share with our listeners, because one of the things, and we have two major projects going on here. I have the priestesshood that I'm doing, another program called Self-Invested. Tell us how important it is in your life to keep your word, because I love that you made no excuses. And
well, you know,
that's
something that goes with that. Your word is your bond. You know, that's all we all have is our word. You know, if you have, you know, if I say, well, hey, I'll go with you to the store or whatever I promise you, and that's my word. So that's
right.
something that has to be. Respect is something that goes with a person's word. That is something that's to me it's mandatory that people keep their word unless something happens that's beyond their control, you know.
Right.
You know, like a
yeah.
disaster or something that's horrible that stops them from doing what they're supposed to do. The word is your word is your bond, and I can only say that, you know. Friendship should be rooted in respect, but love can live upon itself alone. But your word is your bond. That's all you have is your word.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, I think this is a perfect time to speak to some of the remix callers that are out there that are just so anxiously waiting. 646
Okay, that sounds good.
11 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines so that we know you are there. We're going to go to the phone lines and go to the first caller.
Could you repeat
the
number again?
Yes, 646-652-2711. That's the number they're going to call into, but we're going to bring them on the line for you. Calling in from area code 210, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Love, love, love. This is Callum Ruff of San Antonio, Texas. Greetings to you, Mr. Ayers. How are you?
Thank you.
I hope you feel so much better. I'm sending you lots of healing love from Texas. I really appreciate you coming on to the remix. You are one of my very favorite inspirational innovators.
Oh, thank you very much. You make me feel very good. Thank you.
Are you very welcome?
Yes.
And my question to you is, how do you name your albums? Do you write the songs first and then choose a title to your albums, or do you choose the title and then write the songs? Because
I start off by writing the song. You know, I start off by experimenting, you know, with something that I never did before. until I do it for that album. I start off by thinking about a theme. For instance, when I wrote about Everybody Loves the Sunshine, I wasn't thinking about the time that the sun it was very dark in Los Angeles and the clouds have moved in and I wasn't thinking about that moment, but I wasn't thinking about the sun, and I started thinking, oh, my life in the sunshine, and then I said, oh yeah, my life, you know, and I got that together, and I just played a chord, and I said, my life, and then I said, in the sunshine. Of course, it took a little time. I got that together. So I said, my life, in the sunshine. I played another chord. And then sometimes I use my piano when I write music because the piano gives me the chords, and then I can improvise on the melody. And I'm a very good improviser, and that's what gives me the advantage to write. There's so many people that write different things, and they have different things that motivate their way to write songs. But that's the way I write. That's the way I write most of my songs. And on each album that I do, there's about 12 or 13 or 14 songs. You know, so with that, you know, and if you multiply it times 85, I guess that comes out to a lot of songs that I've written over the years. So I'm just very, very happy just writing music and playing music and seeing people smile. It's a wonderful experience for me.
Beautiful.
Oh, that is beautiful. That's very beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Colleen Mark. Yes.
Okay, thank you so
thank
very
you,
much.
Thank you, dear. We appreciate it.
All right,
thank
hold
you.
The line. As a matter of fact, the more you sing that song, I feel this is a great time for us to take a break really, really quick and to give you a chance to get some water while we listen to Everyone Loves the Sunshine, because we have tons
of
callers
back
on the line. All right.
I'll be right back. Thank
here
you.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Yes, yes, yes.
That
all
sounds,
right.
That sounds so good.
And it makes you feel so good. That's what everybody is saying here in the chat room as well. Every time I listen to that song, and just to be able to hear sort of the backstory, that this song was actually birthed out of darkness. And this song is really
that's right.
part of the... Yeah, it was birthed out of darkness. Isn't that amazing?
That's right.
That's
so wonderful. Mm-hmm. I was listening to it, and I was reminiscing when we were in the studio doing it, and also I was thinking about the importance of it, because people listen to this song, and they think about the loveliness and beauty of the sunshine, how lovely it is. You know, because I think the mood and the vibe that we said at the time to record it, it stays with
yes.
the people when they hear it. You know, and they
yes.
really think about everybody loves the sunshine.
That's so true. This song, really, everybody has memories to this song.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And this song is really a part of the collective consciousness.
It's my most popular song in my catalog, out of my catalog.
Wow.
Everything. It's my strongest song. It's a song that everybody
yes.
relates to.
Yes, beautiful, young and old.
And it's more sampled by everybody.
Yes,
most
beautiful.
Of the hip hop groups that are out here, they have sampled that song. Even
yes,
even the new rapper, his name 50 Cent.
Yes.
He sells 9 million albums.
Yes. Yes.
It's incredible.
Yes.
I mean, I've never had that happen, but of course, Mary J. Blige did it, and it did very well, and she went
right.
she went a double platinum, which is 2 million albums, 3 million albums,
yes.
and of course
Erica
the Tribe Called Quest, Brand Nubian, and so many other
yes.
people have done it.
Yeah.
Ooh, it made me feel good because I never heard of these people before,
right.
and me being 73, I'm saying, wow, all these people started sampling the music, and like I told you, I have more sampled hits. It's an incredible
yes.
situation when you look at all these people that have been sampling my music, and
yes.
it's really a wonderful thing to see this happen.
Beautiful. Before we get ready to go to the other callers who are patiently waiting, I want to ask you about this, and I want you to tell us what it was like working with Guru and being on tour with Jazzmatazz. What was that experience?
It was wonderful. I mean, it was myself and Donald Byrd and a couple of other musicians. Excuse me. I went and got
mm-hmm.
the water. I got it already. But a couple of other musicians, and we traveled all over Europe and did
yes.
shows everywhere. Donald Byrd was the elder statesman, and myself and Guru. And Guru, a lot of people didn't know that Guru is a graduate of Morehouse University, and his
yes.
major was business. And he's a very, very, when I didn't know Guru until he asked me to go on the tour. And, of course, he had asked me to record on his record. But I didn't know anything about him. He's a
right.
business major from Morehouse College. His father was mm-hmm. and was a retired federal judge in Boston. It's just, and he's a rapper, and I believe
yes.
he passed away a couple
yes,
of years
did.
Ago.
Yes, he did.
Yes,
he
but
did.
He was
I
a very, very intelligent. He spoke very, very well and very intelligent, very up on his, he had education, because I heard him doing interviews, and I said, my God, this young man is very, very intelligent. And I was surprised, because I didn't know. You know, I just
right.
I thought he was just a tough guy because he acts
yes.
tough, but he's really a nice guy and very intelligent and has great education.
And then one last question before we go to our callers. How much of you being a perfectionist goes into play when you're making your magic with your music?
I don't know. I like things to be perfect. I did an album called Perfection. And because I felt as though all of the music on the album was perfect, and it was an all instrumental, no vocals at all instrumental, and it was one of my best albums, and I'm very proud of it. And it just made me feel good. It was all instrumental. And I call it perfection because everything that I worked on at the time, it was done a certain way, but I made sure that I didn't incorporate any vocals at all.
Mm.
It was all instrumental.
All instrumental. Beautiful.
That's correct.
Beautiful. Yes. All right. No words. No words. Just vibes.
No words. Just vibes. Nice. I should send you one. When we get off the air, you can give me the address there.
I certainly will. I'll be honored to. We're going to go to the phone lines now because I see everybody over here all excited. And we're going to go to the caller calling in from area code 312. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, everybody. This is Esther. Peace, Miss Blue. Hello, Roy.
Hi, Esther. Roy Ayers. How you doing?
Yes,
I'm wonderful.
And yes, Brother Roy Ayers, this is the other host that also hosts with me on the remix. This is Esther also.
Such a pleasure to meet you. I'm
My
calling
pleasure,
from
Esther.
Chicago.
How you doing?
I'm very well. I see you every time you come here to perform at Hyde Park. So big, big fan. Love you so much.
Oh, you're in Texas, right?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You're in Chicago.
Yes,
hi.
I'm in Chicago. Yes. I wanted to ask you about working on movie soundtracks. When you did the soundtrack for the movie Coffee, I wanted to ask you how that was. Like, what was that experience for you?
Well, you know,
and
it's interesting because I had never been called to do a soundtrack. And so the president of the record company that I was with at the time, which was Polydor, he said, Roy, can you do a soundtrack? Would you like to do a soundtrack? I said, of course. But knowing that I had never done one before, but I said, let's go for it, you know. And I said, hey, of course I've done soundtracks. I do that all the time. I never had done a soundtrack in my life. And the people from American International Pictures in California, they called me, and I went out to California, I flew first class, which is the best way to fly if you can fly it. But I flew first class on a United Airlines or whatever, and I got there, and I went to the studio. And I saw the moviola. They showed me the guy that worked the moviola, and I just had to go in the studio and put the music to each scene. It was very simple, but if you haven't done it, it's great. And I timed everything for each scene, and it was great. It was wonderful. And I think a couple of songs that I did on it, they put the music in another scene that they felt it was better for. But I meant Pam Grier. And she was really wonderful. And I met some of the cast, and it was wonderful. And then my wife and I were at a movie theater, and this is maybe about 5 years ago, because I did the Coffee soundtrack in the 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And we were at a movie theater. We're looking at another movie that Pam Grier did called Jackie Brown. And my music from Coffee was in the Jackie Brown movie, so I said, "Oh my goodness, God! If they did my music to that, they didn't even tell me that they had done it and used some of the music from Coffee." And I said, "Oh my God! You know they shouldn't do that unless they tell me, and they have to pay me." And it was no problem because they paid me later on. I got in a couple of weeks. I got a check and a letter from American International Pictures. So it turned out to be wonderful. So I have two soundtracks under my belt.
Wow!
Beautiful.
Isn't that wonderful? I mean, it's just that's the way things happen, you know.
Yeah.
Yes.
I did a story of a guy named Joe Keys. He's a comedian. I did The Life of an Unknown Star also. I put the music to that. So it's
Beautiful.
You continue to grow and you live and learn.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. All right, Esther. Peace and blessings. Hold the line.
Peace.
Wow. Your energy, Mr. Ayers, is so positive and so charged. It's unreal.
Thank you very much.
Beautiful.
It makes me feel good. You have great energy yourself. What's your sign, may I ask?
My sign is a Capricorn.
Astrological sign.
Yes, Capricorn. Mm-hmm.
A Capricorn. I'm a Virgo. We're both Earth signs.
Yes.
It's
yeah,
all good.
Beautiful. It's all good. All of it is good. We're going to go
that's
to...
Right, for sure.
Yes, we're going to go to the next caller. Carmen from area code, let's see, 917, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, greetings.
Hello.
Who's on the line?
Greetings. Hi. Good evening, Mr. Ayers. This is Esther calling from New Jersey.
From New Jersey. How you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. It's a pleasure speaking with you.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
My question is, in your You Send Me album, which I absolutely love. It's like
thank
one of my
you.
Favorite albums. What prompted you to do a remake of the Sam Cooke's song You Send Me?
I was with a booking agent named Oscar Cohen. And he knew I was making the next album, and he said, Roy, you should do a remake on You Send Me. I said, well, I'll think about it. And I went in the studio, and I did it. And it came out to be perfect. It was a perfect song to pick. And the girl that sang on it, her name is Carla Vaughn. She did a fantastic job. She lives in San Francisco now, and she and her husband have adopted two kids. But she was wonderful, you know. At first, I thought it was infatuation. Remember that?
Oh, yes, I love
yes.
that song.
Ooh,
absolutely.
Ooh, it remember that?
Yes.
Yes, yeah, you're right. She did a fantastic performance on that album. And co-produced the album. She was really wonderful. And having her with me is fine. She was great, so great. Excuse me. She was so great that she left and went with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ah.
That's right. She went with Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That.
And she toured with them for about, I guess, a couple of months. But she had a great time.
All right. Thank you for calling. You're wonderful. Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
How are you? You're awesome.
Thank you very much. See you in New Jersey.
Right. Thank you.
We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 615. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, greetings, Miss Blue. Hi, Mr. Ayers. It's such an honor to be able to speak to you this evening.
Where are you calling from?
Tennessee. This is Chastity.
Oh, I thought that 615, that's right. That's Nashville, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I know the area codes of every state.
Oh,
wow.
That's great.
Well, you are
so what's
correct.
Your question tonight?
My question is, I'm a huge Miles Davis fan like you are and a huge John Coltrane fan, too. And I know that John Coltrane at one point said that he wanted to make all of his music sound like a prayer. So I wanted to know if you had a specific mission with your music and if you think you have accomplished that mission so far.
I think one of the things that I like doing with my music is making people feel good in whatever way, you know, really that it makes them feel good, you know, because I think people having a good feeling about music is a wonderful thing. And, you know, it's something that I've always kind of like felt like. When I play music in the audience and the audience responds, oh, that makes me feel so good because I know that I've got the audience, and it's so good that they can't be still. They just say, "Oh my God, this is great!" And they scream and whatever. It's wonderful. Even when you play a nice, soft, beautiful song, you can tell by the aura of the audience. You can feel it, you know. And that is something that's good to talk about, because when you're on stage, the audience, I don't know if they realize it, but I can feel the audience when they're with you. Oh, it's such a wonderful feeling. It's like a breath of spring. It's so good. Thank you for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you. Your energy.
Okay. Well, I'll be in your town pretty soon. I think that they're talking to my agent, so something may happen very soon. I think it's a place called The Kitchen.
Yes, I know The Kitchen.
Yeah. Well, look for me. I'll be there soon.
Oh, okay. Well, I look forward to it, because my mom, she's a big fan. She used to make schoolers perform to your music. So
thank you very much.
Beautiful. Hold the line. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 207. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 207?
Roy.
I guess 207 must be on. Yeah, they must be on mute. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 937. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. This is Tashir. Hi, Mr. Ayers.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry. Just like you, I'm getting over a cold. So please, it's
I've got one, so don't feel bad.
But it's truly an honor.
Wait, what city are you in?
My apologies. I'm calling from Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton? I was just there.
No.
I played for the people that go to what's that college called there? Wilberforce.
Okay, that's our.
Yeah, I did a concert there for the students, the alumni at Wilberforce. It was very nice. I'm sorry you couldn't make it.
Yes, sir. Oh my goodness, I hate I missed you. But I do have a question for you.
Sure.
My question is in regards to the instrument, the vibraphone. When Mr. Hampton gave you those mallets and you mastered that particular instrument, did you face any challenges at all in doing
that? I'm sorry, you asked me, did I take my mallets to colleges?
No, sir.
No.
Can you hear? Okay. When you, the vibraphone, you are a master at that particular instrument. Did you face any particular challenges in mastering that, or what were the challenges that you faced?
Oh, you know, when I started playing, I really didn't get a set of vibes until 1959. Now, several years passed. I was playing the piano at home. I didn't have a set of vibes until 1958-59, and that's when I got my vibes. And by that time, I had lost the mallets that Lionel Hampton gave me. I'm so sorry about losing them, but I had lost those mallets. I misplaced them all. Every time I think about it, it makes me mad. But I don't have those mallets anymore, but I did have them. But I got several new sets of mallets and different things. But it took me a while to master the instrument. I've mastered the instrument now thus far. But the vibraphone, Lionel Hampton, he told me himself. He said I should make sure that I have the Musser instrument. There's one that's a brand name called Musser. There's another brand name called Deegan, and there's several brand names. I have a set of vibes. Excuse me. I have a set of vibes from France that are called Bergerot, and so you know I just have a lot of different sets, and they're all really wonderful to have. Because it's a wonderful instrument, and of course, I have some balafons, which are the ones with the wooden keys. I'm just having a ball, and I play an instrument called the cat vibe, K-A-T, and it's made by an American manufacturer out of Boston. So I'm I've got about 9 sets of those.
Oh, wow.
It's interesting.
Wow.
You know, it's electronic, and it's really easy to move around the country and travel under the plane. And, you know, with the other vibes, the other real vibes, they have usually three to five cases, and sometimes the airlines want you to ship it because there's so many cases. So I'm just having a good time with it.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms.
Lewis. All right. Thank you. All right. Hold the line. Wow, beautiful. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 805. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, Ms. Blue. This is Wanda from California.
Oh, greetings,
Wanda. Hi,
Wanda.
This is Roy Ayers.
Hi, Mr. Ayers. I am not too far from where you grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
Right.
You're near Vernon and Avalon.
Well, no, I'm like 60 miles north of Los Angeles.
But no, where are you located? What part?
Camarillo.
What street?
Camarillo off of O'Neill.
Oh wow! Yeah, because I grew up in East Los Angeles.
Yes.
But
I'm 60 miles north from LA.
Welcome to the show. Hey, you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was wondering, what was your inspiration behind the song you did, "I Am Your Mind"?
It's a great song. The words are written by a dear friend of mine named Carl Clay. The words, I asked him to write a song about the mind. And now I do a recitation. I do a spoken word on it in my show. And it always grabs the people's attention. You want me to say a little bit of it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me say it. I am your mind. Within you, you possess a never-ending magnitude of infinite strength, wisdom, and will. You travel my roads through life, never knowing your own true reality, because my thoughts remain like distant quasars. You abuse me, never letting me say and do as I feel. Our thoughts split from love affairs to choice of friends. We argue like two enemies, yet we are good friends. Now, there are moments when we harmonize with each other and become one with nature and reality, but these times are few. When after you have replenished yourself, the fear of the truth sets in, we split and you start to run again. Running through women, men, jobs, people in life looking for the answer when I had it all along. But I smile because I am your mind. Now, philosophies in me die like flies. Therefore, you disbelieve my power and my will. Do we come together because you think you're the captain of your mind? Well, you're not. Because you think you are, I know I am. I am your mind. You, like a solid volcano, set up on a mountain of dreams and goals, waiting to pour with the top with success, but you never erupt because you disbelieve my power and my will. I was your mind yesterday, I am your mind today, and I'll be your mind tomorrow. And as our end draws near, we will become closer. But you and I, we will never be one. For I will part from you, and you will part from me. You finding another mind, and I another soul. And we'll travel on, and on, and on, and on.
Wow. Amazing.
I've got it all memorized in my brain, so I can do it real fast or slow. But I usually do it and drop a lot of drama on the people, and people love it because many people ask me to write it down or give them a copy of it.
Yes, beautiful. Oh, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
powerful.
When I read it, I said, "Oh, I have to memorize this. This is beautiful."
Yes.
Yeah, it blew my mind. So, one night I was doing it in London, and this woman was there from Russia, and so I said, "I am your mind," and she said, and I said, "Within you, you possess an ever-ending magnitude of infinite strength, wisdom, and will." She said, "I said, but I smiled, because I am your mind." And the audience started really laughing and then she just stopped talking because she started listening.
Wow.
It was interesting.
Wow.
She just said, "Oh, let me shut up." Because he's talking, and he's saying some heavy stuff. So it was really cool. But thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Yes.
You are so awesome.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You.
All right.
Thank you,
Wanda. Yes, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 410. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Let me see if I can get 410. Give me 1 second, 410. All right, 410, we can't get to you. Hold on 1 second here. 410. 410, there we go. 410. 410.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Roy.
Well, I guess they may be on mute. I'm looking for you international callers. I see you guys out there. I am definitely going to try to get to you guys. Tons of you on the phone lines, hundreds of you. So I'm going to kind of jump around a little bit here so we can get everyone in. Going to the next caller, calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey, Mr. A. This is Hannah calling from Atlanta.
All right. Greetings, Hannah.
Atlanta,
right?
Yep.
Hi, Atlanta. I love Atlanta. Atlanta, those are great music lovers there in Atlanta.
Most definitely. You're talking to one right now. I'm a big fan of yours.
Thank you.
I have a question. No problem. About your instrumental album, Daddy Bug and Friends.
Oh, my goodness. That was wonderful.
I love that album. It's a part of my personal collection right now. And
I think Herbie Hancock is on that album.
Say it again?
Herbie Hancock is on that album with me.
Awesome.
Right? Because we play a song called Daddy Bug, right?
Yes, that's number one. That's the first track.
Right.
I wanted to know, what was the vibe and, what was your life going through? What were you going through while you was, recording the album? That may have inspired.
During that time, you mean?
Yes.
It was. I was very free. I'm still free, but I was. I remember at that time, I had a very good feeling. I was very excited to do that album because I was playing with Herbie Hancock and Mickey Roker and Ron Carter and Buster Williams. It was just wonderful working with those musicians. Because those guys were all around the same age I was, and to play with them, I got them to record. It was really a wonderful feeling. I remember when we were listening back to a track, and I was standing next to Herbie Hancock, and I said, "Oh man, I played something different," because we had a lot of improvisation on that album, and Herbie said, "It sounds real nice to me." And I said, "Wow." I said, "Oh, this is so wonderful." Herbie Hancock told me something sounded nice. That's wonderful, because Herbie is a master musician, and I have so much respect for him. Him telling me that just kind of swelled my head.
Ah, beautiful.
But thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you for calling in, Hannah. Thank you. All right. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 678. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Ms.
Hello.
678.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, what's
yes,
your name?
We can now.
Hi. Hi, Ms. Blue. Hi, Mr. Ayers. This is Sandra calling from Atlanta.
Hi. How you doing, Deborah?
It's Sandra. It's Sandra. I'm doing very well. It's an honor to speak with you.
Okay.
My question for you.
It's my pleasure.
My question for you is about Liquid Love. I absolutely love that song. It is so mellow and flowing, and you infused fluidity in that song. And I wanted to know where that song came from.
I recorded it. At the time I recorded that song, it was recorded in Seattle, Washington. And at that time, there was a great saxophone player named Cannonball Adderley, that I knew him. He was wonderful, and he had passed away. And so I was in Seattle. I was doing a Mystic Voice tour, and I called the song song Mystic Voice, and I called the album Mystic Voice, and I dedicated the album to the memory of Cannonball Adderley, because he was one of our great saxophonists, one of our greatest musicians in the tradition of Charlie Parker and John Coltrane. As a matter of fact, he played on an album with Miles Davis that he and John Coltrane were on. He was one of the great innovators of the saxophone. So it was a pleasure. I'm glad that you love Mystic Voice, and that makes me feel good. But that's la-da-da.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. I'll see you when I come to Atlanta.
Okay.
All right. Beautiful, beautiful. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 718. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Nobody there.
718.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi.
Greetings. Who's on the line?
Let's know your name. What's your name?
Hello,
you didn't
this
say
is
anything.
Danielle.
Yes,
from
we can hear
Brooklyn,
you.
Brooklyn, New York. This is Danielle from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, greetings, Danielle.
Hey, how are you, Mr.
From Brooklyn.
Yes.
Hi, how are you doing? This is Roy.
I'm doing well, thank you. I wanted to know what was the inspiration behind the album In the Dark.
The inspiration by the album In the Dark. Do you remember a record that came out by a guy named James M. Toomey?
No, I don't.
Juicy Fruit?
Oh, I do.
I know, I've heard
that?
Of that.
Can you remember? Do you remember that, dear?
I've heard of that song, but no.
Yeah, well, Juicy Fruit is the guy that wrote Juicy Fruit is James M. Toomey. And James
yes.
M. Toomey also produced that song, In the Dark. He was the producer on that. And In the Dark, Do It in the Dark, Do It in the Dark. It suggests that these are two people that are hugging and kissing, you know, and doing it in the dark. That's what the suggestion was, you know. So it was meant to be something to motivate people to get involved in it. It was nice.
Okay.
We even had an owl, and we had a sound of an owl in it. Ooh, 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 you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice. So it was nice. So James M. Toomey was a very very good producer, a very very hip brother to work with. So I enjoyed it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Right, and that's he's on James M. Toomey is on he's a disc jockey on WLIB.
Okay. Yes. Yes. All
yeah,
right.
That's a very popular station in New York.
Yes.
So
yes,
just find out.
Station.
So he's the one that produced that. But thank you for calling. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Uh huh. And also,
thank you, dear.
That particular song, that song was sampled into one of Biggie Small's songs, where he starts out.
Oh, my, so many
dreams.
Examples, girl. You can't believe it.
Yes.
I've had so many examples.
Yes, and then you also have a song about Brooklyn. That's where I was born. Did you ever
We Live
in Brooklyn?
Brooklyn, baby. That's that song that was
yes.
written by Harry Whitaker, who is from Brooklyn.
Okay.
And we
beautiful.
Did that, and it's very a very big. It was a very big hit for me.
I love that song. It's nice. It does. We're going
to
go to the next caller calling in from area code 309. You're live on the air with Roy Ayers. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Mr. Ayers. Hi, Ms. Blue. This is Janice from Illinois. How are you this evening?
Thank you.
We're
fine.
Great.
It's a pleasure to have you on the line.
Can you get us on
speaker,
okay? Please? No, we cannot.
You're not.
We can... No, no.
You're not on speaker.
Okay, can you
come
closer?
Yeah, just get closer to your phone.
Yeah, okay, it sounds like we're in the bathroom.
Is that better?
Yeah,
that's
much
better.
Okay, my question is, well, thinking back on all of the albums, all of your songs, and all of your collaborations, what was your most memorable experience?
Most memorable is probably Everybody Loves the Sunshine. It's probably my most popular one as well. The people that they hear my music, they always request it because it's a beautiful song and it talks about the sunshine. And when we started and we say, my life, my life, my life, my life, everybody sings that with me. I mean, it's wonderful. Even when I go overseas or outside the country, in Japan, wherever, they just started singing it with me. So it's kind of like a hook.
Okay.
But thank you for calling, and I hope that we see you when we come to Brooklyn.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 404? It's quite a few of you guys on the line. So 4049, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are. Okay, we'll come back. It's 404, don't know they're on there. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Greetings, this is Kevina from Hollywood, Florida.
Okay, greetings.
Yeah.
Hi, greetings.
Good evening. Good evening. I wanted to ask, what are some of the practices that you've implemented over the years to balance yourself through the various transitions of your personal life and your musical career?
What are some of the what?
Excuse me?
You said, what are some of the what?
Practices that you've implemented in your life to balance yourself over the years through the transitions of your personal life and your musical career.
Yeah, I'm not clear on the word that you said. What are some
of
the
She's asking what are some of your practices that you put in place for yourself to keep you balanced, keep you practices, yes.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, the music is it's so involved and so easy to do for people that do it like myself. I guess it's something that we just automatically develop and work on all the time. I hope I understand the question.
Well, she was asking, you know, just going through the stress of maybe being on tour, if that is stress for you,
the
traveling, keeping up over the years. I mean, you've been doing this
I guess most people that are not 73, the younger people, they just think it's old, but it's not really old. As long as you take care of yourself, it's clear. It's always something, even for people that are older in age,
right. It's
always something new. It's always something different. It's always something exciting to do. It's always something interesting to do. It's always something there to motivate you. You know, so it's an interesting, intriguing life being a musician. And the thing I like about it the most is the traveling. I enjoy traveling.
Yeah.
I enjoy seeing the faces. I enjoy seeing the people get excited. And so all those things mount up to it. The only problem I sometimes have is with some of the musicians, because musicians are funny some on the road. I mean, I've been doing it a long time, and I enjoy it. But, you know, I've been with some great guys like Herbie Mann and Gil Wilson and Jack Wilson and Curtis Ames, guys you never probably even heard of. And I've had a ball with a lot of guys in the process of doing all the gigs. And, I mean, one of the guys I was with was a guru, and that was really wonderful working with him on the jazz tab. So I've just been having a ball. But I want to thank you for taking the time to call, okay?
Well, definitely.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing. Thank you. It's beautiful.
You're welcome.
All right. Beautiful. Well, we have so many of you guys on the call line waiting to call in. We're going to go to the next caller. We'll pick this next caller here. Calling in from area code 505. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Sunchild Ra, Albuquerque,
greetings.
Mexico.
Greetings. Hi, greetings. How you doing, this is Roy Ayers?
Good, brother. Yeah, good. Good hearing your voice. How you doing, Blue?
Everything's fine.
I'm good. Yes.
Good. So, I'm gonna try to ask this. I got a couple of them, so I'm gonna ask them real quick. Did you ever work with Fonce and Larry Mizell?
I never did. They were out on the West Coast in California, and I was in New York at that
coast.
Time. But I know that they worked with
the
Bruno.
Coast,
they did a lot of Bruno recordings.
The reason I asked that is because at the time, the genre that particular genre, moving away from straight ahead into a more kind of pop oriented music, there was only about three bands doing that, and that was you, Donald Byrd and the Blackbirds, and I was a background musician on Donald's first album. So, and there's a very similar sound. I always wonder what that was, because at the time I was doing a lot of studio work, so I never got a chance to hear those albums, and then when I finally heard them, I was going, damn, that sounds like this. But what the key is, now that I'm asking that, you guys are all from the Brooklyn area, right?
Yeah, because
there
were other people like Lonnie Liston Smith.
Lonnie Liston Smith, yep.
Yeah, and Ronnie Laws.
Ronnie Laws, Hubert Laws, all the Laws.
Right, Hubert Laws, right, and the Laws family, and I guess George Howard came a little later.
Who?
Grover Washington Jr.
Oh yeah, those guys all came later. But you guys are the ones who set off that genre. I remember because basically I was there. So I know what happened.
You're right. But I'm just saying, all these other guys fell into the groove. But also, they had the Mizells. They produced Bobby Humphrey, right?
Yep, Bobby Humphrey. They also produced Michael Jackson. Not Michael Jackson. Jackson 5.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that was a good time, good era. Those guys. What was really interesting is that when a lot of guys died, George Howard and Grover Washington Jr. and Stanley Turton all died around the same time.
Yeah.
That blew my mind because I was doing a lot of shows with them. Phyllis Simon died too.
Wow. Yeah. A lot of them went a lot of them went close to one another too.
Exactly.
Around the same time period.
So what's your name, man?
So
what's your name?
We have time for another real quick question about where you went to high school.
Well, first, what's your name, Mr. Roy Ayers is asking you.
Oh, Sunchild. I go by the name Sunchild Ra. My name back then was Ranji.
Where are you from?
Say that again.
Where are you from?
Oh, from L.A.
Oh, you live out there now?
I was born in L.A. I no longer live in L.A., but I was born in L.A.
Okay.
So,
what's the pleasure to meet you, brother?
Yes. Hold the line. We have so many people on the line, so we are going to stick to one question, but I will try to come back to you. Hold the line, and I really want to take us in here. We're going to take another short break, and then we'll take a couple more calls, and then we'll be closing out. But I wanted to ask you before, if you can speak on the all-seeing eye, and take us into the inspirations about this. I know you spoke about it earlier, but I'm going to play this for everyone. It's one of our Remix favorite songs here that we play before the show. So just about the inspiration of what you got out of the song once it all came together with the music and the magic and even the third eye itself.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Mr. Ayers?
Yeah. Did you say something again?
Yes, I did. I didn't know if we faded out. I was asking you before I play the third eye if you could speak on the third eye.
You mean about the words?
Yes, yes. About what you got from the third eye. What you got once the words and the music and everything came together.
I think what I got out the third eye is just a relaxed atmosphere and a peace of mind. It made me think more about God. It made me feel closer to God, and it kind of made me feel like that I knew the God that was within me.
Yes,
that's how close I felt. Like, you know, I feel like the goodness. When I say God, I think about the goodness that I have in my body, in my mind, in my spirit, and the goodness was there, and that helped me to be closer to God and to understand the will of God. There's so many things out here that are we call obstacles that keep us can keep many of us from being enlightened with the understanding of God, and without getting too technical, you know, I just understand that, you know, I have to think like what I feel like God is, and I feel like God is all, and God is the spirit and the soul and the positiveness that we all can develop and understand, you know, because eventually we all die and we go to another level, or at least we can go to another level if our minds are open to do that. So the third eye and the secrets of the numbers and the power of the spoken word is very strong, and these are areas that all of us have to work on trying to understand, and sometimes it's good to meditate, even if you just were to take the Bible and meditate and think positive thoughts and be positive with yourself and with everybody that you deal with. If there are things that can take you to another level, I think I like that message that my mother gave me about do unto others as you would do unto as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule. That was probably one of those most beautiful things that she told me, and she lived that because she felt that, and she said it to me, and the great thing about it is that it kind of stays with me in most instances, you know, doing to others as you would have them doing to you.
Beautiful. This is one of our favorite songs here on the remix, and we definitely wanted you to speak about this, to talk to us about this, because everything that you talked about, understanding about your consciousness, being able to see that wholeness, that reflection of yourself, inside of yourself, that has to deal with those things like our energy and how we connect with the world and nature and all of these things around us, astrology and astronomy, all of them is what we deal with here on the remix. Because one thing is for sure, God is self-realization. And so this is why The Third Eye, your song by you, Mr. Roy Ayers, is one of our favorites. We're going to take a listen to this, and we're going to come back for the rest of you. I want to invite you to go so you can see all of Mr. Roy Ayers' music, www.royayers.net. And you can download it right there, and you can find out how to get your copy, sign up, so you can see where he's going to be, see if he's coming to a city or a place near you. And we'll be right back after this.
Thank you. Thank you.
secrets of sound, secrets of mountains, secrets of sound, secrets of wisdom.
Wow. Wow.
Blue, I'm going to tell you right now, I've really been enjoying this interview. And you're fantastic. You're doing some beautiful things. I'm so proud to have met you and talked to you and shared the show with you. This is beautiful. You are exceptionally talented, and I hope you continue to do this for a long time.
Yes, me too. Wow, is what I can say. That song, I mean, it was already one of my favorites, the remix favorite.
Thank you.
You put so much depth to it when you spoke
Thank
about
you very
inspiration.
Much.
And can I tell you, Mr. Ayres, you sound like you're about 22 years old, like for real. I feel
That's
like
right.
I'm the elder here. It's
yeah,
beautiful. I love it. Your energy is amazing. It is. And we are so privileged, and it's so many people. We're just going to take a few more calls because I know you've been with us for quite a while here tonight, and we are so thankful for that. We really are. And I know you have lots of things coming up. We're going to go to the phone lines. I see all of you guys here, hundreds of people on the line. And we're going to try to get to everybody, or at least most of you guys tonight. But don't forget to go over and visit Mr. Roy Ayres' website, www.royayres.net. And you can download to your heart's content, find out where he's going to be, what city, what country, and even make your connections, find out about everything that's going on, and Roy Ayres' world, and just take a stroll down memory lane, because it's a powerful
that's
one.
That's beautiful, yeah.
So we're going to go to the next caller, calling in from area code, I think this is West Coast again, 404. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, Miss Blue. Hey, Mr. Ayres. This is Tammy calling from Atlanta.
Okay, greetings. Greetings.
Miss Ayres, it's such a pleasure to speak with you. I'm just so overjoyed. I'm still going off of your spoken word. I just love it. That's like one of my favorite songs. I'm Your Mind. I asked Blue to please play it tonight.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. That was so awesome for me. But, my question is for you is, you know, you being a king of vibes and all, and actually my cousin, my third cousin, I don't know if you heard of her before, but her name is Terry Pollard. And
yes, I know Terry Pollard. I know of her.
Okay, yeah, she played the vibraphone. And
I know, and she plays piano too, right?
Yes, and she plays piano.
Where she live, in Detroit?
Yep, Detroit, that's where I'm
from. I know who she is. She's a great musician.
I heard. I just recently found out I was related to her a few years ago. So,
but let me ask you a question. Is she still around?
No, she passed away a few years ago.
Oh, my God. I heard her. Oh, she's phenomenal. She's one of the great musicians that should have gotten even wider recognition.
I heard.
She was a giant. She's a giant in the industry.
Yeah.
I heard her play a song called Speak Low.
Oh.
And her solo was phenomenal. I mean, compared to, you know, a lot of other giants of the piano, like Oscar Peterson, she was in that category.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to tell you, she was great. Terry Pollard. She worked with Terry Gibbs, too, right?
Yes, Terry Gibbs, yes. Mm-hmm.
Now did you know Alice Coltrane?
I didn't, no.
Did you know of her? She was John Coltrane's wife. She's another one like Terry Pollard. She was great. She played vibes and piano, and she was married to John Coltrane.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, just interesting. Yes. So, let me ask you. Do you have any questions for me?
Yes. Yes. I wanted to ask you about the whole, just that whole feminine energy and just women, jazz musicians. How important do you feel that their contribution is in the jazz?
I feel as though many of the jazz musicians that were women were not really given a lot of recognition, as well as a lot of the men, especially black men. Don't misunderstand me, and black women. There have been so many black women that have there have been women that have had bands and stuff. But the interesting point is that they haven't really gotten proper recognition on airplay. So these are important things. I just wanted to work on that to make sure that I spoke on it, you know, in depth. But these are very fine points that have to be reckoned with, because we have some great artists that are women that are not recognized. I'm glad you mentioned Terry Pollard, and I'm glad she was a part of your family. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's almost like the things that slavery has done to a lot of us in our careers. You know, slavery has really prevented a lot of people from going forward, because you know, you get here and they say you're free and everything, and then you look around and you get the Emancipation Proclamation, and you look out there and you say, well, there's no place for me to go to get work. So you feel kind of like lost. Anyway, I'm just saying, but Terry Pollard was a great artist.
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Yes.
Oh, you're
yes.
Awesome.
All right, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much. Let me ask you about some of the greats that have come through. Did you ever get a chance to do any kind of collaboration or work with Sun Ra?
No, I didn't. But I went to see Sun Ra at a place called Slugs. That was a club in New York. And that's the last time I saw him before he passed away. But he was an interesting musician, and when musicians have been what I call outside of the circle, he was a musician that was outside the circle, but his music was inside the circle because he was heavy, and he was connected to another level, of the music, like John Coltrane, and Sun Ra was even further, you know, and I think John Coltrane had played with his band. So they're musicians. They go to other levels. They're higher levels than the norm. Excuse me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I do.
They're higher level. There are higher levels than the normal level. There's a circle, and these musicians go outside the circle of the normal circle. And Sun Ra went outside. And there are a lot of musicians that play what I call avant-garde music, advanced music, you know, that play the more of the freedom or the freedom just to play notes and to play sounds and to play feelings and they go beyond the norm. You know, the norm is you hear a melody and then you hear something that's outside the melody. And you say, wow, what is he doing there? But it interests you because it's heavy, because that person is on another level, and the level is so far out there that it can confuse some people, especially the listeners. But then it can also bring other people into that realm. It's interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Beautiful. You know, interesting enough, I see you as kind of outside. I call it gorgeous.
Well, I am outside. You're right. Thank you.
Yes, you're outside. You're one of those, too.
Thank you. That makes me feel
you're
good. I see you as being outside. You're right. Thank you.
Yes.
I have my days. You know, I go in and out. That's the interesting thing about creativity. You know, if you're limited and you can just say, well, I play music, and you say da 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 da, you know, and you play, that's what you play, and that's okay, that's cool.
Right.
But
right.
There are people who go outside, you know, and they really are deep, because they go to areas that they don't go to the same area when they go back again. You know, they go outside today and they go to an area they never went to before, and tomorrow they go to a new area. It's interesting.
I love it. What
like
was
Arnett
what
Coleman
was the time?
John Coltrane,
what was the,
all of the
yes.
greats. Oh my God.
Yes.
I mean, Miles Davis experimented. He went from inside to out and back in, and he was wonderful. So I'm just thrilled.
Beautiful. I am
Blue,
too.
Thank
Let
you
me
so
ask
much.
You.
What was the term you coined that you say you call it when they go beyond? What is it? What did you call that again?
Avant-garde. It's, they go beyond. But it is a space to go to, because that's why they go there, because they're trying to get to another level. It's so heavy. It's difficult to explain.
No. I'm right with you because the reason I say that is where they generally speaking, it's where they've
never been before. You know, like if a musician is playing like John Coltrane, he played my favorite things, and he said da 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 da.
Yes, I love that.
But he's feeling sounds and expressions, and he's playing animals and people and all kind of sounds, and it's deep because it gets beyond what the norm.
Yes.
He's playing beyond.
I love it.
Beyond is a wonderful place to go.
Yes, it is, and that's how I see you and the remix, because we are, we are avant-garde in what we do here. And, you know, interesting enough, we have a brother that comes on the show a lot, and he does astronomy. And he pulled up your chart. I had him do this. And one of the things that you lined up with was a lot of the greats, like Nikola Tesla and Louis Larimar, all of these great inventors, your energy, the real McCoy, all of these energies, you lined right up with them. Do you consider yourself to be an inventor? Because you are.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Yes. Well, yes, I just had to tell you that, because when you described it, it was almost like you were talking about the remix. And the brother that comes on, Brother Bilal, I said, I need you. I'm going to have, you know, Roy Ayers come on. I want you to kind of look his energy over. He's an amazing brother. And that's a lot what I work with, too, is energy. And I said, oh, this is so beautiful and so powerful. And not to mention, I called you the day right after your birthday. Yep. And so, you know, he told me that you were all air, you know, and even hence your name, Roy Ayers. So we're going to take about one more call, you guys. We're not going to overdo it with Mr. Roy Ayers here tonight, because I know you're kind of getting over a cold and have a lot of amazing things going on. We're going to go to, I believe we have an international caller calling in from the UK. Let's see if we can hear. Greetings.
Greetings,
yeah.
It's Pure
Greetings.
Feminine.
Yeah,
you got a call
greeting.
From the UK?
Yes, I'm calling from London.
Oh, my God. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's your name?
My name is Carmel, otherwise known as Pure Feminine Energy. I'm an artist.
Carmel?
Carmel, yeah.
Oh, Carmel, yeah. How you doing? What's your sign, Carmel?
I'm an artist.
Aries?
Oh, my sign is Sagittarius.
Astrological sign.
Sagittarius.
Oh, Sagittarius, that's beautiful. What's your question?
Firstly, I just want to say that I've been really, really inspired by going on this journey with you. I've really been getting into your music. And I used to really be into music when I was younger. I went to music school. And I kind of lost it when I went through my teenage years. And I'm just kind of revisiting now and relearning. And so it's been really inspiring just to hear your journey and really just surround myself in the music again. And I'm realizing that you never actually lose it. So, yeah, I just really wanted to share that with you firstly. One of the albums that I was listening to was the album that you did with Fela.
Oh, thank you.
I loved it, and I love Fela, and I really wanted to know, like, how did you come about connecting and working with him, and what was it like working and touring with him, like, creatively and spiritually? What was that experience like?
It was truly a wonderful experience for me to be in Africa with Fela Kuti. I couldn't think of anybody better to be with than Fela, because he showed me what we call the African weight. He was an interesting man. He was a politician and as well as a musician, and he organized a political party called MOP, Movement of the People, and he ran for president, but he didn't win. But he was very and I think he was a very heavy man. He had a lot of knowledge of he had a lot of wisdom. He had an entourage of about 70 people that went with him everywhere all the time. He had 20 women. He had 27 wives. Interesting, you know. And he told me that he made love to four of them. But he just—it was interesting. He wasn't a show-off, but he said he had 27 wives, and he had four favorite wives, and his wife, the four favorites, kept the younger wives in order because of polygamy, and you know, it was just interesting to see how he operated. It wasn't a way that I wanted to necessarily operate, but it was just interesting to see how he operated, and. I said, fella, maybe you should have maybe one or two wives, but he said, it is the African way. I said, wow. So I said, well, everybody's got their own thing they have to do. I understand, but we exchanged a lot of ideas. He told me that he advised everybody, and they followed him like he was a chief. Well, he was a chief, but I'm saying they just automatically had a great respect for him, and you know, you could just see that the way that they didn't, you know, mess around. They just had great respect for him. He was very wise. He made like decisions to have people punished or whatever. He was just interesting. It was a wonderful tour to go over there and meet him, and then he passed away while I was gone. But I played with him over there, and I played with him over here at the Madison Square Garden and at the Apollo in New York and in Harlem, and it was really interesting. I never met anyone like him. He was very uniquely original. And by the way, I will be in London. I'm going to be playing at the Jazz Cafe.
Yay.
In December, but and I hope you can come and bring your friends.
Yes, I will do. That's my birthday month. So yes.
Okay, well, bring your friends and say hello, and thank you.
I will. Thank you.
And please, thank you for having these wonderful people call.
Yes, they are so amazing. They really are. And you know, again, we just want to thank you so much for coming by. And spending time here with us in the remix, and
I need to get your information.
I will call you, and I definitely will. Don't go anywhere. Let me ask you, Carmel, before you go, what time is it there for you in the UK?
It's 3:08 in the morning.
Ah.
Well, how are you listening to this show? What's that? What are you listening on?
I'm listening online via Skype.
Oh, it's online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
I've got a little headset on.
Oh, it's online. Blue, that's wonderful. You're online.
Yes.
You're doing good. Blue, do you come on the air every night?
I come on every Friday night and every Sunday night. And also, we're on the air tonight, Thursday night. And the great thing is all of the shows, just like this show with you, is going to be kept in our archives. It's going to be on iTunes. You'll be able to search for it. Yeah, no. And people will download it all over the world, everywhere. And
but where are you from?
Originally Brooklyn, New York. I was born in Brooklyn, but I live
all
over
there?
The world. Yeah, I'm a Brooklyn girl. I'm a Brooklyn
that's all
girl.
Good, that's... Micah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I
like
tell
that
you,
name, Blue.
Yes, thank you. Well, I
Miles
love your
Davis
name.
Miles Davis did an album called Green and Blue, or Blue and
yes.
Green.
Yes, he did, and I love it. I love Miles Davis. and all of his music and just his energy as well. And just like yours, we have been so inspired here. This has definitely have given me, I know, a big inspiration in the work that I'm doing. And every time I hear your song and your music, it just really ignites my consciousness. And I can feel the vibration and the energy in it. And truly, like I said in the beginning, you were a blessing to the world. You were birthed out of
music. Oh, thank you, Blue.
And I think that is so powerful that, you know, we did a show earlier a couple of months ago, I did on child prodigies. And talking about from the 1800s, 1300s, these brothers and sisters who were what we call child prodigies. And the truth is that we're all child prodigies, and we can be, and our children. And so you are definitely another part of that collective consciousness, too, of being birthed into music and knowing your path and following what's in your heart. And it's something that we all can learn from. 7 decades.
It's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes, it's amazing. I love it. And I know that you're still touring, like you're still headlining, like you never stop headlining. What is the word you say? You want it to become ambiguous. And
ubiquitous.
And I went into meditation with that word.
Yes, to be everywhere at the same time.
Yes, to be everywhere.
It's like the air. And I've always told people, well, I can be ubiquitous if everyone has one of my albums.
But
or CDs or something. So I want to send you some stuff in the mail. Give me your address. Are you going to call me back?
Yes, I'm going to call you back. I want to say congratulations to you because I know Alicia Keys, along with Carole King, and you are going to be at the Black Ball that's coming up.
She had me there last year.
Yes, so that's
she's wonderful.
Yes, another amazing sister. Give my love to everybody when you connect.
I will.
With
now
them.
You make sure you call me back. You're gonna call me back today or tomorrow?
Yes, I'm gonna call you back tonight as soon as we hang
no,
out.
No,
because
I have to run to the store. I've got to get some medicine for my chest.
Yes, and I want to tell you something to get, but I want to tell you off air. I'm going to tell you something that really is going to help you there, too. But we're going to get ready to close out. And I just want to let me just tell everyone from myself and Mr. Roy Ayers, we wish you love. We know you guys are there. Reach out to Mr. Ayers. You guys know what to do. If you like the show, I want you to like it. Like it on Twitter. Like it on Facebook. You know, like it right here on the Remix page. Download.
Ooh,
like it on iTunes.
Host.
Well, thank you.
Go ahead,
thank
girl. You just keep up the good work. What's your sign, Blue?
I told you Capricorn. That's the sign I'm in.
You're Capricorn.
I'm right.
You mentioned that, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
I've heard so many signs in that I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Yes. Well, you know, we do a lot of the sign work here with Brother Bilal when he comes on about astronomy and just understanding
Where's Bilal,
how.
By the way?
Brother Bilal?
Is this the same Bilal that used to work with Gil Scott-Heron?
No, I don't think, unless it was in his past life. I don't think that was him.
Oh, okay, I didn't know.
He's a pretty deep brother.
I'm
he outside
run.
Of that.
Don't call me right away because I'm going to go out to the store.
Okay, you're going to get ready to go to the store. Okay.
I'll be back in a half hour or less.
In a half hour or less, and your energy just keeps
and thank
going.
You so much, Blue. You were just wonderful.
Yes.
I'm so glad we were on your show. You take care of yourself.
I will. And you know what? I'm going to give you the remedy here so you can have it and others who have a cold. This is something that Michael Jackson used to use, and he would do it before his performance or before anything. It's to buy some Ricola cough drops and put it in hot water and let it dissolve. And then drink it. It's very soothing.
The Ricola cough drops. I think I've had those before.
Yes. Well, get you
so
some
put it in hot water, huh?
That's right. Put about 4 of them in there because 4 is a great balancing number. It's that pillar number. Put that 4 in there and just let it dissolve and just sip it. And I guarantee you it's just going to smooth everything out. And right before you leave, I know I really want to ask one more thing of you, Mr.
Okay.
I love you. So much. And that is, will you bless us?
with giving us another poetry piece, another song, or something that you would like to recite for us.
Well, I can recite. I'm just trying to think what I can recite for you. There are so many beautiful things to say to people and to do for people to make them feel good, and that's the key, making people feel good.
Yes. Yes.
And feel loved. And these are the keys to, when you recite something to people, it makes them feel good. And that's the key. When you make people feel good, then it makes you feel good. And subsequently, you have a wonderful feeling. I'll recite this to you. You ready?
Okay. Yes, we are ready.
Okay. I will say, go back to God with all we share. Go back to God with all we share. It is all with God. It is all with thee. Obey thee, Lord. Blessed is he, and we are all from one thing. The will of God. Thank you, God. I have seen God. I have seen ungodly. And none can be greater. None can compare to God. Thank you, God. He will remake us. He is always, and he always will. It is true. Blessed by his name. Thank you, God. God bless all. God breathes through us completely. So gently, we hardly feel it. Yet, it is our everything. Thank you, God. Elegance. All from God. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you very much. Call me back. Don't forget.
I will.
I'll be back in a half hour.
Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing your love, your magic, and your world and your life with us. Keep making music and doing what you do. Blessings and love to you.
And the same to you. And thank you, dear. I will talk to you again soon.
All right. Peace and blessings. Well,
thank you. Peace. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to get ready to get out of here. What an amazing share we had tonight with the legendary, a living legend himself, Mr. Roy Ayers. I want to encourage all of you to download and make sure you go to the website to check it out. All you have to do is go to www.royayers.net. So peace and love to everyone. I'll see you guys Friday night in the remix. You know how we do. You know how we do. And remember, love is the only thing that is real. So know your magic. Peace and blessings, everyone. Peace and blessings. Much love, warm spirit. Much love. Peace and blessings.